So now for a little bit on nursing home abuse in particular, and this comes from the Nursing Home Abuse Center. Common causes of nursing home abuse include burnout. Staff members are working long hours, they're dealing with residents' needs. That can be physically and emotionally taxing on them, and instead of letting their frustrations out in a way that is healthy and productive, they may be verbally or physically abusive to residents who have very little chance at reporting or having those problems taken care of. Greed is a problem. Staff members may be trying to steal life savings or other financial assets of nursing home residents by getting close to them. You could forge checks or take credit cards. A lack of supervision. When staff members are not well supervised, they can be inattentive, meaning that a resident could face significant neglect for hours or even days at a time. And understaffing, again, this contributes to the burnout that we spoke about just a few seconds ago. If a nursing home has staffing shortages, it places great stress on the current employees. And according to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS, a low ratio of nurse to residents can have a huge impact on the overall health care provided by a nursing facility. Also, corporate decisions can lead up to nursing home care abuse. Corporations that run multiple nursing homes are trying to maximize profits. That could lead to a number of problems. For example, hiring staff members with no experience at a cheaper rate, failing to properly train or monitor them. These things make nursing home abuse much more likely. Now, again, no matter what the cause of nursing home abuse, none of these are excuses for it. All nursing home residents deserve to be living in a safe environment, but sadly, for too many elderly people, that is not the case.